had two children of my own, Yannis, Pan and I. It was horrible, you know. The children, the little boy was so terrified, you know. He was like, he was shivering. I thought, nah, I can't do it. I can't sit here. And it was scary. It was very tall and very overpowering. You know, I've always had a hard time growing up in London. You know, I've always had, like, abuse held at me. You know, people pulled off my hijab.
No way. Were you aware of the news that happened earlier this week in Australia where a pregnant sister got...
I was actually.
Whoa. Let's just say worst case scenario, if you were stabbed at doing what you were doing, would you have any regrets?
No, because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala written for me.
And look, mashallah, how Allah's honored you because of your patience and, you know, because you used your hardship to remove someone else's hardship. And that requires a lot of selflessness.
I'm just a bit emotional.
Assalamu alaikum guys, and welcome to another episode of Smile to Jannah. Alright guys, I'm sure you've seen the video that's been going viral of a Muslim woman defending Jewish children and their father from being hurled abuse. Alhamdulillah, I managed to track down the sister and we had a phone interview. Wallahi, the sister blew me away. The longer I started speaking to her, the more she was just giving me gems. Wallahi, she is an amazing, amazing woman. Guys, you cannot miss this interview. Check it out. I am mega excited to tell you about our sponsor, MyIlm, a Netflix type app for kids that has loads of Islamic cartoons and videos with no dodgy adverts, music, and it's overseen by scholars. Yours for a modest $3.99 a month. Mate, it's daylight robbery. Let's crash the app by downloading it like crazy, guys, yeah? Assalamu alaikum. So, sister, I mean, you got loads of interviews lined up. How are you feeling? You're famous.
Oh, God, no, I don't want to be such a liar, though. It wasn't something that it wasn't my intention. I didn't know the man was filming, to be honest with you. So it was very surreal, to be honest with you. You know, subhanAllah, you know, everyone has our differences. And I didn't even mention it to the abuser. I said to me, لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَنِيَدِينَ If you're a person of the book, that people practice their religion and train you peacefully, you know? I did mention that, but obviously what happened is they filmed it at the beginning, but then afterwards they shut the telephone. They stopped filming, and the man that was filming came in between him and the man that was the victim. And then, obviously, it got really heated afterwards, so, yeah, subhanAllah, that was just the beginning of it, really.
Oh, man, so it actually got worse afterwards?
It did, yeah, because he came into my face, and he was quite, he was shouting in my face, and I did panic a little bit, but, you know, I was just saying, you know, astaghfirullah, Rabbi, you know, I was saying, you know, all sorts of du'as.
Oh, you did du'as?
Yes, of course. Of course, you know, I was saying, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, you know, all that kind of stuff. It was in my head while he was coming up to me. Because, you know, subhanAllah, you know, when you put in that situation, you don't realise the impact that you have. And that this person can actually come and, you know, he can attack you.
You know what?
I have faith in Allah, subhanAllah, you know, I always know that Allah, subhanAllah, has never left me on my own, so, you know.
Allahu Akbar. That's amazing. But you know what, sister? When I was looking over the footage, the thing that stood out to me the most was as soon as he told the other guy, look, I'm not a pastor, you know, back off, otherwise I'm going to lamp you in the face.
Yeah.
And then he looked towards you. That's the time you decided to start talking. And I was like,
exactly.
Allahu Akbar, like that's probably the worst and riskiest time to start your dialogue. But that's when you started.
Oh, I don't know. My husband is so angry with me. I have two children of my own, subhanAllah. It was horrible, you know. The children, the little boy was so terrified, you know. He was like, he was shivering. I thought, nah, I can't sit here. You know, it's our duty as Muslims, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So empathy kind of kicked in. Alhamdulillah. But I was going through the headlines as well. I took a few screenshots and mashallah, I think four of them, Evening Standard, I think Metro, Sky, and I think another newspaper, all of them, mashallah, have got the word Muslim in the headline. And
Alhamdulillah.
Sister, it's amazingly positive. And especially, and sister, I was also wondering, were you aware of the news that happened earlier this week in Australia where a pregnant sister got...
I was actually.
Whoa. Okay, sister, that's what went through your mind, because I'm thinking after seeing that go viral and then you're, you know, facing up to this guy who's just threatened somebody else, like.
Yeah. No, but subhanAllah, and it's just like, you know, I don't know, I've always had a hard time growing up in London. You know, I've always had like her abuse held at me. You know, people pulled off my hijab.
No way.
I mean, during that time, really, when I was going through like that kind of like, you know, growing up as a teenager, really, because I wore hijab when I was 12. So growing up as a teenager, especially during that time, there wasn't much awareness of the Islamic community. They always used to rip, the first thing they used to do was rip my scarf off. That's the first thing they used to do.
Well, sister, and, was this when you were older, or this was in secondary school?
No, secondary school.
SubhanAllah.
And I used to get a lot of, like, even like the male, the older boys, they used to also kind of like abuse me as well. But alhamdulillah, I think through that experience is what has actually made me a strong person. I feel like subhanAllah, you know, I've been through a lot in my life.
And
by the will of Allah, it has it's made me much stronger as a person and as a Muslim as well. You know, I think subhanAllah, Allah doesn't put you through tests unless it makes you a better person. And I would, you know, subhanAllah, injustice is something I always stand against. Injustice and dhulam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always mentions it in the Quran that dhulam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't allow it on himself, so he will not allow it on anybody else. So I've always lived by that kind of motto, do you understand?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And also, sister, what's also profound is a lot of people have this misconception that Muslims hate Jews per se. And what's very interesting is the support that you've received from the Muslim community. I mean, had it been something that was in our scripture that we were encouraged, you probably wouldn't have received this much support. I mean, how much support have you received from Muslims?
I have, you know, and that's what's overwhelming, subhanAllah. I thought, okay, I know that I'm going to get, I didn't even know I'm going to get praised for what I did, you know, subhanAllah. I don't like anyone praising me at the end of the day, and it's subhanAllah, and I don't want to be like proud or anything, because at the end of the day, I didn't do much. Like, what did I do? You know? I didn't do what a lot of, there's a lot of much more better heroes than I am in this world. But, you know, if it gives that glam of hope for the Muslim community that, you know, we stand up to this kind of stuff, and it shows us, because I'm always a supporter of showing Muslim people in the media a good kind of like
a good picture
because it's so, everyone's so negative. I get so angry, you know, when I see negative comments on Islam and how people try to, you know, say things and everything like that. It's really not nice. I thought, you know, alhamdulillah, I mean, the reason why I wanted to take these interviews and do all of this is to say, you know what, Let's push this forward. Let's give a good positive view of who Muslims are and what they truly believe it means to follow Islam, you know?
100%. And you know what? Like you said, you didn't want to be famous, but just practicing your religion... as we're encouraged, I mean, we give long lectures, but I mean, practical dawah, just practicing your religion can have such a profound impact.
SubhanAllah, yeah, it is, yeah. You know, my mum always used to say to me, there's a hadith of the Prophet, when he said, if you see something, you have to change it physically. If you can't change it physically, you change it with verbally. If you can't change it verbally, you change it with the heart, and you dislike it in your heart, and that's the weakest of the iman. And subhanAllah, we put in this non-Muslim country, we have to be an example. But then also another thing is that I want to, you know, we live in London, yeah. This is where I was brought up. This is my country. I'm originally from my mum and my dad are from Libya. I mean, I speak Arabic and everything, but I've already been there 6 times. I don't know anywhere else apart from England. Do you know what I mean?
This
is my home, and I want to show them that this is my home. You know, this is my city. You know.
MashaAllah, sister, just hearing you just say ayats and hadith, it shows how much Islam has permeated your heart. And and in turn, sister, it permeated kind of the your reaction. Because a lot of people, they kind of separate the two. But for us, and to see kind of the Quran and the Sunnah being put into action at a time that it was needed... MashaAllah, may Allah bless you, sister, and especially what you've been through. I think you are something that is truly a breath of fresh air that's happened this week.
Allah, I'm so humble for all these lovely comments. You know, Allah, subhanAllah, I just get so overwhelmed with everybody, you know.
Alhamdulillah.
I just say, alhamdulillah, shukr, you know. I'm just like, this is my opportunity, my time. Allah has given me this. This kind of platform to sort of show Islam what Islam is really about.
And also what's profound is you were mentioning all the hardships that you've gone through in the past, but at that moment in time, we don't know what the future holds just if we're patient. And look, mashallah, how Allah's honored you because of your patience, and you know, because you used your hardship to remove someone else's hardship. And that requires a lot of selflessness.
I know. Sorry, I'm just a bit emotional. Alhamdulillah. You know, also, I have to be an example for my kids. You know, my kids, that I'm their role model. They only see me and my husband. So, you know, we have to show them how it is to be a proper Muslim and how it is to be a proper citizen.
Sister, wallahi, because I make videos as well about current affairs and what's going on.
Allah give you the strength to do that, wallah. I've got your full support. Whatever you want me to do, I don't mind doing it.
No, jazakallah. It's just that, honestly, with the news that I see, I'm constantly aware of, you know, this wasn't mentioned, the person was Muslim, but in this bit of news, wallahi, it just seems like, you know, that the sincerity is oozing through.
Well, subhanAllah, I think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a taqeena upon me, because I'm a very fiery kind of character. I have a very fiery character, yeah, and if I see injustice, I do actually get quite upset. Mm. But subhanAllah sent like a taqeena on me that day.
Allah.
I don't know how he did it, but subhanAllah, he did it, and he gave me a taqeena, he gave me the patience. And subhanAllah, Mubashir al-Sabreen, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always mentions sabr in the Quran, yani, so.
Allah. Yeah, I mean, we were even looking at your body language as well, mashallah, the way you kind of calm, I mean, your facial expression, the way you kind of communicating with him. It was definitely evident.
When the video shot, he actually came up to me and goes to me, what about your people? Your people, look where we are. We are in a public transport.
Mm.
What are you going on about? And it was scary. Wallahi, it was very tall and very overpowering.
Sister, have you done self-defense?
Well, my brother used to do kung fu, so he used to teach me.
Oh,
and
nice.
When I was in school, I had a lot of self-defense. I had to self-defend myself physically. SubhanAllah. I mean, my dad took me out of the public school and put me into King Fahad Academy. I don't know if you know it in London.
I've heard of it.
So he put me there because of my safety, really. That's how bad it was, to be honest. It was quite. So I had to learn self defense at a very young age.
Mm.
But I would never ever hit somebody just for the sake. I would self defend myself.
Exactly. Not to provoke them.
I would never start anything.
Mm.
If you follow any of my accounts, I don't like putting pictures up of myself. I don't like to be in the limelight. I'm not a very social media person. I like to go on there just to look at, you know, Islamic videos.
Just to look at, like, Smile to Jannah and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. I haven't really heard of you, to be honest. That actually sounds really
God damn
bad.
It.
I will start following you now, inshallah.
Jazakallah, sister. Wallahi, it was such a breath of fresh air speaking to you, hearing about your experience. And wallahi,
thank
the
you
stuff.
Very much. Jazakallah khair for calling me. I had someone asking me for a statement, I gave it to Ilm Feed. I said, let me give the Muslim media the opportunity first before I give it to anybody else, you know?
Alhamdulillah. And Ilm Feed, sister, that went viral after that. I think even The Sun and the Daily Mail quoted Ilm Feed as well. So that was brilliant, mashallah.
It's the cowards that always go into the women and children. That's the first thing. But if you stand, subhanAllah, if you do stand up to them, they do get scared. They do, actually. He sort of, like, when he saw that I was quite firm, he sort of backed off, yeah, and he was like, okay, you know, this, do you know what I mean? But you have to be, subhanAllah, you have to be firm. I did encourage people when I went live onto Radio BBC, I encouraged people to talk up, but I also said, you know, be wary, because some people are crazy, you know, all this knife crime, all this, there's a lot of people getting
that's
killed.
That's true as well. So sister, what if, let's just say worst case scenario, if you were stabbed at doing what you were doing, would you have any regrets?
No. Because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala written for me. This is the creed of Allah. We have to believe in the qada Allahu qadar, yani. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's one of the six pillars of Iman. It says that you have to believe in what's happened to you, whether it's a good or a bad thing. And if I did get, let's say, stabbed or something like that, then at the end of the day, this is what Allah's written for me, and that's my test in this world. Do you understand?
Wow. Sister, wallahi, the more I speak to you, the more you're just blowing my mind, because people have to hear, I mean, this aspect. I mean, mashallah, the other interviews, they will, you know, focus on the kind of the factual element, but the spirituality that kind of drove you and that gave you the strength
I did try to get it in there, because obviously their questions are very straightforward, and they gave me, like, they were like, just talk about the facts, don't talk about anything else. I'm like, no, I have to bring Islam into it, because at the end of the day, that's what made me talk up.
Mm.
That's what made me talk up at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah, subhanAllah. Oh, they said that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah, subhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar, sister. May Allah protect you. May Allah bless you. And may Allah increase you.
Thank you. Your du'as, don't forget. That's the main thing. That's what keeps us going. SubhanAllah, du'as. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Make your videos, you know, something that will reach thousands and millions of people.
Ya Rabbi.
And if you need anything, any kind of support, any kind of, I don't have any problem.
Jazakallah, sister. Jazakallah. That means a lot. That means a lot.
Barakallah.
Ameen. Ameen. Sister, have a lovely, lovely day. And let me know also if you need any of my support or anything from me and Smile to Jannah, guys.
And same to you, brother. If you need anything, just let me know.
Wa'iyak, wa'iyak. May Allah bless you, sister. Jazakallahu khair.
Barakallah.
Wa'alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullah.